This weekend, people will gather on a mountain in Iceland to memorialize the first major Icelandic glacier to disappear. Researchers say the Auk Glacier officially died in 2014 because it had lost so much ice due to climate change. Now they're installing a plaque on the barren ground as a message to future generations. Simony Howe is a professor of anthropology at Rice University, and last year she produced a documentary about the lost glacier.
They call me Auk. I'm a mountain. Well, really a volcano. Or at least a former volcano.
And Simony Howe will be on the mountain this Sunday. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here, Peter.
And what do you expect to see from the top of that mountain where the glacier once was? Is there any ice left at all?
Well, that's a good question, because actually this will be the first time that the glaciologist who declared Auk Jökull to no longer be a glacier, this is the first time he will be going up on top of the mountain to see if there is any glacial remnant ice remaining. So his name is Odur Sigurdsson, and he was the scientist who found that Auk was no longer able to move under its own weight. It didn't have enough mass of snow and ice in order to be able to crawl along the ground, which is required of a glacier to be able to move under its own weight. So it's exciting because this will be the first time that he's back to inspect what might remain of Auk Glacier. They call it glacial remnant ice. And so part of our trek there, after we install the plaque and the memorial, have a small ceremony, is that we will head over to the top of the crater and then descend down the backside to see if we can find any ice remaining.
It seems something of a funeral.
In a way it is. And, you know, it's interesting because we had lots of conversations, you know, to think through how we wanted to mark this passing of the glacier. And there's a couple of different options, right? We, as you said, we could have done a kind of headstone or a grave marker, and that would have sent a certain message of loss and memorial. We also could have done a more scientific plaque like you might find in a national park with all the details about Auk. And we decided to do a memorial very specifically because if we look around the world, we can see that memorials everywhere stand for either human accomplishments, like the deeds of historic figures, or the losses and deaths that we recognize as important, like on a battlefield memorial. But by memorializing a fallen glacier, we want to emphasize what is being lost or what is dying the world over. And we also want to draw attention to the fact that climate change is also something that humans have accomplished, if you will, although it's not something that we should be particularly proud of. So we wanted to index that with this memorial.
Well, the message on the plaque that you're installing will say that in the next 200 years, all of Iceland's glaciers are expected to disappear. It says, "We know what is happening and what needs to be done. Only you will know if we did it." Why did you decide to explicitly address the message to future generations?
Well, the future generations was also very intentional, and there's a kind of title on the memorial. It says, "A Letter to the Future." And the words were created by our Icelandic colleague, Andre Snæer Magnusson. He's an author and a poet. And so we wanted to work with an Icelander to craft the words so that they would be appropriate to the place. And I think of the last line, "Only you know if we did it," as a kind of call to action to become involved and to try and reduce the amount of anthropogenic harm that we're doing to the climate and to the atmosphere. And saying "only you know if we did it," I think, is a very powerful way of phrasing it, because the second person plural form, the you form, is a very direct way of speaking to people. When reading the plaque, you can literally imagine this future person standing there reading over this memorial. And so by addressing this letter to the future, by invoking the you, we're trying to very explicitly draw attention to that potential and that future.
And on the plaque, underneath the date, August 2019, is a reference to 415 parts per million CO2, a reference, I suppose, to what the level of carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere now. Why add that?
Well, we felt that was really important to acknowledge. In spring of this year, we passed that threshold of 415 parts per million. So this is the first time that human beings have ever lived with that quantity of atmospheric carbon dioxide and content in the atmosphere. So the last time we had that much CO2 in the atmosphere was during the Pliocene, which was about 3 million years ago, before we had humans on the planet. And so it's a very dramatic reckoning to think through the fact that we're living in conditions that we humans have never actually lived in before. The other element, of course, is that as the future viewer of this plaque looks at that number, a year from now, 10 years from now, 100 years from now, that number will probably be higher. So that's a reckoning as well.
That's Simony Howe, a professor of anthropology at Rice University. She'll be in Iceland this weekend to mark the passing of the Auk Glacier. Professor Howe, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Peter.
An ominous story in a week that we learned this past July was the hottest month ever recorded on the planet.